I hesitated in putting a lot of long poems tonight because of the time factor, but I stuck this one in just because it's nice. Prelude of Seven Visitations to an Execution. Leaves rub against my window. At night I can hear them growing. A few times they have attempted to take root in my arm. Snow on its way from home buries its tracks in the street. Ghost storms wrap themselves in the cold, then spin away, whistling. I am on fire, painting the walls with shadows. At the ends of my arms, stones sleep. A locust walks across the room with a piece of the hostess between his teeth. His coat made from such occasion pulsates. At 10, midnight's crystal lady slithers from the balcony. Faces poke out from beneath her gown. They enter the chamber through a hole created by her imagination. I am standing at the end of a rope where astral equations are being seared to my eyelids by veterans of domestic tortures. Their general, who is made of wax, is standing too near the fire. Staring up from the rug, he says, becoming a hero depends greatly on dying at the right time. It is 10:27. Yawns are being slipped into the drinks. I am covered with scars of confectionery ribbons. Patriots come to lick my purple heart. Roots grow out of my feet. At my throat, lizards sing Byzantine anthems. In the experimental garden, I kiss the marble breasts of plastic statuettes, hoping they will come to life, but they only go on living. Spiders are digging graves along the corners of their mouths. If only they would stop smiling. When midnight's crystal lady signals, the floor of the scaffold cringes. As I dangle above the black air, bankrupt patrons of lost arts move their hands from pockets to throats. Tomorrow, they will buy this poem.